Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. It's 2015. Probably the second workday for most people. And you know, as people, we all say that we want freedom. We don't want anyone to tell us what to do. We want to be in the convertible or on the Harley Davidson motorcycle with the wind blowing and our hair just the wind blowing through our hair and the feeling of the open road, and we want freedom. But as much as we want freedom, we want structure. We want someone to tell us what to do and when to do it. We want the formula for business success in 2015. Howard, just give me the formula. Give me a couple lines and let me make a gazillion dollars this year. And, of course, we know that it's not that easy. There's a lot of hard work between now and December 31st. But it shouldn't be frustrating work. It should be enjoyable work. It should be what we do. We should be there to help people, to make people's lives better, to make their businesses better, to make their employees, make our employees have a better life. And in turn, we get a better life. So some of the things that you might want to consider in that formula for success is stepping back from your business. It's really difficult to do that because we're in it every single day. But we need to step back. We need to get perspective on what we did last year, how we did it, what worked, what didn't work. We need to find a quiet space. And I've said for many, many years, we need to take an hour a day and sit down and think about our business. We need to think about what's changed. My goodness, you know, if you go back, 20, 30, 40 years ago, nothing changed. Everything changed at a snail's pace. Business didn't change. It was done in the same way it had always been done. And all of a sudden, all of these technological advances started happening and things started changing at lightning speed. And they started changing so fast that for many people it was hard to keep up. So we're into it now for, you know, probably 20 years that things are changing all the time and we should be used to it. But we need to look and see what changed. What changed in the marketplace? What are the needs of our customers? How did our customers' needs change? And how do we know that? We need to talk to them. Even if we have salespeople, we need to talk to our key people, key employees. We need to talk to our key vendors. We need to talk to our key prospects and clients, and we need to say, what do you need? What's changed? How can I help you? And we need to be consistent. And what do? Consistently, we have a solid business that people can depend upon. They know exactly who we are, and if they pick the phone up and call us or they place an order or providing a service, they know that they can count on us. That's why they engage us. That's why they hire us. That's why they buy from us. And we always need to be improving our business, every single aspect of our business. We can't just say that's good enough. You know, if you look at the National Football League and you look at the players that are playing right now, the end of the season, they're into the playoff games, and you look at the roster next year, you'll find that a lot of the players that were there aren't going to be there anymore because there's some young player coming right out of college who wants that job, who wants to take it away from the veteran, who wants to play in the NFL. And although you may not be in professional football, you are in professional business, and there is some person out there in business who wants to take your business away. So we need to improve every aspect of your business every single day. We need to have better understandings of our employees and what they need so that we can motivate them. Motivate them isn't just going rah, rah, rah and getting someone to do something because you say so. It's about painting a picture, painting a vision, showing them how if they do what you are asking, it's going to be better for the company, but it's also going to be better for them. Because if it's not better for them, if it doesn't improve their life, if it doesn't improve their situation, you're not going to be able to motivate them. And we need to keep our expenses in check. It is so easy to increase our expenses without even realizing it. When we make any expense, for instance, if someone comes to us and they say, I want a $20 raise, it's only $20 a week, but it's not $20 a week, it's $1,040 a year, and we have to pay taxes on that money, payroll taxes. So what does it mean when we increase our expenses? If we move into a bigger office or a bigger facility, are we going to be doing the same business, or are we going to be doing more business to cover the costs? So any expense that we make as a business, we've got to really think about what it means, because that expense might go on year after year. You know, the big one today, and this is necessary, is iPhones, smartphones. I mean, the phone companies have really been clever about raising costs. So people go out and they buy an iPhone, and now they're advertising zero down. It doesn't mean the phone's not $800. They're just going to put it on your bill, and it's probably going to cost you another $600 to $1,000, depending on your carrier, to have the service. Well, you know, not long ago, you were just paying $29.95 for cell phone, but your cost just went up $1,000. And if you have five employees, it's $5,000. How are you going to meet that cost? Because if you don't increase your income and your profits and your margins to meet your expenses, where does that come from? It comes from the bottom line. So we need to be efficient, and we need to get back to basics. We need to understand the fundamentals of business. What do your customers want? Are we training our people? Basics. There are certain fundamental basics in every business, and if we're not following those basics, then we're going to find at the end of the year we're not going to be profitable. So we take those basics, and what we do is we build on them. We say, okay, this is how we can make it stronger. This is how we can make it better. This is how we can change it. I want 2015 to be the best year ever. And to do that for you, you need to make today the best day ever. And when we're having a bad day or a bad week or even a bad month, we bounce right back and we make it happen again, and we go back to basics and understanding what went wrong. Where did we not get what we need? This is Howard LeWinter. I'm looking forward to a great year in business. I know you are too, and I know that you're going to make that happen. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.